Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Horrible specter of death. Look at those verses. Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. What a picture. Death followed by Hades, the holding place for the unrighteous dead, until the white throne judgment. Again, the authority to kill one quarter of the earth's population was given to them. And then another one third of the earth that remains is killed in chapter 9 and verse 18. By verse 9:18, by these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. By the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which come out of their mouths to kill. Well, in our passage today, how? To kill how? By sword, it says. That equals war. By hunger, well, that's famine resulting from the wars we spoke about in our last session. By death, well, that would be diseases that accompany war. Situations change. Everything changes and diseases begin to rise and take over. By beasts. Roaming animals now are seeking food. There's not much around, so they're going to kill the people. Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 21. For thus says the Lord God, how much more it shall be when I send my four severe judgments on Jerusalem. The sword, famine, wild beasts, and pestilence, before what we just mentioned, to cut off man and beast from it. History demonstrates a close association of these during wartime. The sword, obviously the war machine itself, famine that comes from a shortage of supplies, the wild beasts that now are out there trying to look for food, because everything's been upset because of the war, and then the diseases that just arise because of all that, because of all the death and the unsanitary situations and just the unbalance of everything. So history demonstrates that there is a close association with those four things during wartime. Did you notice that only this rider has a name? Death, which takes the physical part of man, and Hades, which claims the non-physical part of man. These are mostly unsaved people. Death and the grave are not the end for them. The soul goes to Hades to await God's judgment. The unsaved person ultimately goes to the lake of fire for eternity apart from God. Chapter 20 of Revelation, all the way down after the tribulation, in verses 14 and 15 at the great white throne judgment, death and Hades also go into the lake of fire. Verse 14 of chapter 20, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Listen, this is only the beginning of judgment. We've looked at these four riders, and it's only the beginning of judgment. Look at Matthew chapter 24. Jesus speaking about what we're reading in the Revelation. And Jesus answered, Matthew 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these, listen, are the beginnings of sorrows. Remember, we get the seals, judgment by man, and then we've got the trumpets, which are judgment by Satan, and then we have bowls, which are judgment directly by God. Did you hear me? In this structure of the seven seals and the seventh seal opening up the seven trumpets and the seventh trumpet opening up the seven bowls in this tribulation, the seals, which we're looking at, we're looking at now, are judgment by man, executed by man. Then when we get to the trumpets, it's judgment that's executed by Satan himself. And then, when we get to the bowls, it's judgment directly by God. So man, to Satan, to God. Before the tribulation is completed, God's unrestrained wrath will be poured out. That's what the bowls are. All of man's peace plans and all of his processes will come to an end. Praise the Lord that this is after the church is taken out. Amen. You have a great day.